भ्याम बकं कंस सकं सतां पति पश्यत्सुबालेषु ददार लीलया मुदा बहो वीरणवत् दिवौकसाम् आपतन्तं सा निग्रहतुण्डयो भूभ्यां बकं कंससकां सतां पति पश्यत्सु बालेषु दादरनीलया मुदा बहो वीरणवद्दिवौकसा तमापतन्तं सानुग्रहतुण्डयो भूव्याम्बकं कंससकां सतां पति पश्यत्सु बालेषु ददारलीलया मुदा बहो वीरणवद्दिवौकसा Bakasura. Apatantam, again endeavoring to attack him. Sa, Lord Krishna. Nigraha, capturing. Tundayo, by the beak. Darbyam, with his arms. Bakam, Bakasura. Kamsasakam, was the friend and associate of Kamsa. Satampati, Lord Krishna, the master of the Vaishnavas. Pasyatsu, while observing. Balesu, all the cowherd boys. Dadara, bifurcated. Lilaya, very easily. Muda, mudavaha. This action was very much pleasing. Viranavat, like the grass called Virana, as it is bifurcated. Divavukasam, to all the denizens of heaven. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Prabhupada. When Krishna, the leader of the Vaishnavas, saw that the demon Bakasura, the friend of Kamsa, was endeavoring to attack him with his arms, he captured the demon by the two halves of the beak. And in the presence of all the cowherd boys, Krishna very easily bifurcated him, as a child splits a blade of Virana grass. By thus killing the demon, Krishna very much pleased the denizens of heaven. So this was Dunda Puppet. We'll take 52 and 53. Tada bakarim suraloka vasinya samsa kiranandana mallika vivi samidire chanaka sanka samstavais tat viksya gopala sut visismare. At that time, the celestial denizens of the higher planetary system showered Mallika Puspa, the flowers grown in Nandana Kanana, upon Krishna, the enemy of Bakasura. They also congratulated him by sounding celestial kettle drums and consoles and by offering prayers. Seeing this, the cowherd boys were struck up with wonders. Next verse, text 53. Muktam bakasyat upalapya balaka rama daya pranam ivindriyogana sthanagatam tam parirabhya nivirta praniya vatsan vrajam etyatat yahu. Translation. Just as the senses are pacified when consciousness and life return, so when Krishna was freed from this danger, all the boys, including Balram, thought that their life had been restored. They embraced Krishna in good consciousness, and then they collected their own calves and returned to Vrajbhumi, where they declared the incident loudly. Purport. It was the practice of the inhabitants of Vrajbhumi to compose poetry about the incidents that occurred in the forest when Krishna performed his different activities of killing the asuras. They would compose all the stories in poetry or have this done by professional poets, and then they would sing about these incidents. Thus, it is written here that the boys sang very loudly.
Om Agyana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuron Militam Yena Rasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Sa Padantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaidam Savadudam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sagana Lalita Sri Visagan Vitamsa He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Veena Vandhu Jagatpate Gopisa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tat సప్త కాంచనా గౌరంగీ రాధే బృందావనేశ్వరీ ఋషభాను సుధీదేవీ ప్రణమామి హరిప్రీ కల్పగురుభ్య కృపా సింధువే చ పవితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. నమో విష్ణు పదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రస్థాయ భూతలే శ్రీమదే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామీనితి నామినే. నమస్తే సరస్వతీ దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణీ నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాది ఆశ్వాతిదేశతారిణీ. జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభువు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధ శ్రీవాసుదేవరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే.
హరే కృష్ణ. ఫస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఐ వుడ్ లైక్ టు బిగ్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ సీనియర్ డివోటీస్, ఎస్పెషలీ రాధేశ్యామ్ ప్రభు. సో ఐఎమ్ నాట్ ఐ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ ఎనీ క్వాలిఫికేషన్స్ టు సిట్ హియర్, బట్ సమ్ హౌ ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్స్ ఆఫ్ డివోటీస్ ఐఎమ్ హియర్. సో ప్లీజ్ ఫర్గివ్ మీ ఇఫ్ ఐఎమ్ నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు డూ ద సర్వీస్ నైస్లీ. హరే కృష్ణ. So here we are seeing the wonderful pastimes in Vrindavan Dham. So in Vrindavan Dham, everybody naturally loves Krishna so much, including birds, trees, deer, anyone and everybody love so much Krishna, more than their lives. So here we are seeing, when Krishna is in danger, when asuras attacks, they never bother about their own lives. Every single Vrajavasi's consciousness is anxiety for Krishna. What happened to Krishna? What happened to for Krishna? They search for Krishna. Yes, Krishna is okay. Krishna is okay. So generally, when there is a threaten to our own life, we never bother about anything. Even our own child, we never bother. What to speak about anybody else? But in Vrindavan Dham, it's not like that. Everybody naturally loves Krishna. So that is the glories of Vrindavan Dham. It's the land of love. So throughout the day, they spend their life in remembering Krishna and glorifying Krishna, Radha and Krishna. Because it's natural. Glorifying Radha and Krishna is natural. So, even in this world, if some parents taking care of their children nicely, we glorify. It's a wonderful parents. Natural. If somebody is taking care of their nation, we call them father of nation. We glorify. We are glorifying decades after decades. But here, Radha and Krishna is one who is taking care, complete concern, love and concern for all the living being, the entire existence. So naturally, they are the divine mother and father for all the living being. So naturally glorification, when we are in proper platform, so it's a glorification is natural. It's not just something written poem or artificial we endeavor to glorify. It's a natural thing when we aware of the position of the compassion and love of Krishna towards us. So so all these pastimes, how Krishna is taking unlimited incarnations and enacting unlimited pastimes to save his devotees, dear devotees. We can, when we see naturally, we glorify, we naturally, we be in gratefulness. So all these pastimes we see in this angle, like South Indian Brahman. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to South India, so there is one Brahman, he don't know how to read. He is uneducated, but still his spiritual master instructed him, you should read Bhagavad Gita every day. But every day he is sitting in the temple and he don't know how to hold Bhagavad Gita. Sometimes he hold in a ultra direction. He don't know how the words, he don't know anything. Everybody ridicules on him, but every day he holds Bhagavad Gita, tears, so torrents of tears flows from his eyes. So when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, so when he was in tour, so when he was in South India, so he, as soon as Mahaprabhu saw this Brahman, out of love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced this Brahman. And Mahaprabhu knows what is his level, but still Mahaprabhu, to clarify to all of us, he is asking a question. So what you how you read Bhagavad Gita, what you understand from Bhagavad Gita, please tell me. Mahaprabhu humbly inquiring to this Brahmana. So Brahmana said, so my dear Lord, I don't know how to read also, I am uneducated, but as soon as I open any pages of Bhagavad Gita, I am seeing my Lord, to save his devotee, he took such a low position as a chariot driver. Wherever I see, I am not able to forget this picture. I am seeing the same picture. Krishna is driving chariot for his devotees to save him. So as soon as I see, I am not able to control my tears. All day he is weeping, entire Bhagavad Gita get wet. So as soon as Mahaprabhu heard, once again embraced and declared, this is the way to study Bhagavad Gita. You are the bona fide person to study Bhagavad Gita. Similarly, all these pastimes, when we see Lord is taking unlimited incarnation and unlimited enacting unlimited pastimes to save all of us. So we should be very grateful from the heart, especially out of all pastimes, this protection leela, out of all pastimes of protection, pastimes, the pinnacle is the appearance of Krishna in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is the topmost. In fact, it is inconceivable. It not only topmost, it's inconceivable. Inconceivable protection leela of Krishna. So when he appeared in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the most merciful incarnation. So this time when we are in Mayapur Dham, Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj was telling, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, but he is most merciful. How? Because even though he is Krishna is most merciful, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is most merciful. How? Same Krishna. How it is so? Because Radharani is in the heart of Krishna in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he is in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, same Krishna, but by heart, Radharani. Most merciful. So, even though Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, but by mood and heart, Radharani. It's a combined form of Radha and Krishna. The most merciful form. We cannot even conceive. In fact, this Mayapur Dham is created by Radharani herself, by her own hand. Radharani personally created this most merciful Dham, Mayapur, by her own hand. So, to save all the living beings. That is the purpose of this Mayapur Dham. Radharani created this Mayapur Dham to save all of us. Avadharya Dham. Most magnanimous Dham. In fact, Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj mentioned one more thing. The glories of Mayapur Dham, even all the incarnation in Mayapur Dham is in the mood of Avadharya. Lord Narasimhadev is known for ferociousness, the most ferocious form of Lord Krishna. But even Lord Narasimhadev in Mayapur Dham is in the mood of magnanimous Avadharya Bhav. So Mayapur Dham is same Vrindavan Dham, but the mood is only mood is different. Otherwise non-different from Vrindavan Dham. So Vrindavan Dham is Madhurya Bhav and Mayapur Dham is Avadharya Bhav. Appearance of Krishna in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the topmost leela of protection, protecting his devotees. So by understanding all these activities of Radha and Krishna, so how we can spend our life without glorifying them, divine parents of all living beings, Radha and Krishna. If you are wasting other than this, of course, we are not, in Kali Yuga we are all fallen, but Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita, Abhyasena Kaunteya. So we are all struggling to come to this level, the level of this South Indian Brahman, or level of all pure devotees. So if you do any other activity, so in scriptures it is mentioned, all the activities in this material world is like the child is making home in the bank of sea. The child very meticulously making beautiful home by sand in the bank of sea. But we know what is the use of that activity. So all the activities in this material world are like that. So scriptures are clearly mentioning, due to lack of knowledge, due to lack of guidance, due to ignorance, we are all so busy in so many activities, in making so many facilities, but it's all no value for it. So in our base, few days we are seeing live demo of this activity. So our base is not like a concrete RCC roof. Ours is GA roof. So above this GA roof, so beam is there, 5-inch gap. Beam is just 3-inch. But these sparrows, whole day, they are working so hard by bringing grass and putting in between that, you know, GI seat and this beam. So you're trying, just 3 inch falling, and once again tries, takes, and finally, you know, somehow, you know, she makes, you know, and we remove it because, you know, sorry for them, you know, because GI sheet is so hard, you know, in next October, you know, we had the experience, you know, so previously, end of the beam, small hole was there, they made a home in it, and the, just in few days, the, you know, the baby, you know, die. So then we, you know, shut the small hole in the beam. Now they are trying to make in between GI sheet and the beam. So inside the beam they are not able to survive, but how baby can survive below the GI sheet, just, you know, below. So we remove it. So, but they are not understanding. They are feeling I am, you know, trying to build nice home for my child. And many times the egg, 3 inch beam, somehow they make it our knowledge, so many sparrows make it without our knowledge, and the egg, you know, fell down. So by seeing this, you know, we understand, you know, what is our situation in this world. Same situation. Mother Nature is stopping, but we are trying, no? But we are not understanding what is, you know, what will be my, will be my fate by doing all these activities, no? Working hard, no? But, no, if we take shelter of Radha and Krishna, no, who is taking complete concern for all of us, no? That is our, no, we don't know what is best for our life, but Radha and Krishna knows what is best for our life. Taking shelter of Radha and Krishna is the purpose of our human life. So, without their mercy, so it's very difficult to understand this material world. Impossible to understand this material world. We get swallowed. Padam padam yat vipadam. Every step there is a danger. What is the danger? Illusion. Every step we are put into illusion. We think right is wrong, wrong is right. And we work hard to achieve that wrong thing by thinking this is the best thing for my children's, for my, you know, for me, for everybody. Entire human life is waste. So this is our, you know, unfortunate situation. So only by taking shelter of Krishna, we can cross over this material energy. Otherwise impossible. So how to achieve the mercy of Krishna? So Lord Shiva is saying, before drinking the halahal paisan, Lord Shiva is taking permission from Mother Parvati. So, because drinking poison and so it's duty. So on duty based, Lord Shiva is explaining to Mother Parvati. So our life only by sacrificing our life for the welfare of all living beings. Only by then we can get the mercy of Krishna, mercy of Supreme Lord Krishna. Without that it's impossible. So this is the way. There is no other way. Without sacrificing our life for the welfare of all living beings, it is impossible to get the mercy of Supreme Lord. So only by getting the mercy of Supreme Lord Krishna, Radha and Krishna, we can understand as it is, what is beneficiary, what is harmful, what is my goal of life, everything. So if you don't do this, we exploit. So everybody is busy in exploitation. Either only two activity we can do in this world, either serve or exploit. So in this material world, everybody is so busy in exploiting. Sometimes we also unfortunately end up in that. So in the name of service of Krishna, so we make out some plan and so in a shuttle way of so it's so difficult to save ourselves from this material energy. But the solution is clear, only by sacrificing. Every step we have to evaluate ourselves. Am I sacrificing or doing harm to all other living beings? In fact, this is the only difference between spiritual world and material world. In spiritual world, everybody is in the mood of servant and serving all the other devotees. Everybody wants to be servant. But in this material world, everybody wants to dominate others and exploit others. Who can become bigger and powerful? Jesus Christ said, so who can go back to, who is eligible, who can be eligible to go back to Godhead? So who can go? Who is living to the standard of spiritual world in this lifetime, in this material world? So only he can enter the spiritual world. So always be a servant and serve all the living beings, keeping Krishna, always keeping Krishna at the center. And when we live our life, and we may not know also how we are in spiritual world. One day we automatically will be in spiritual world. We may not know also. So this is the process of devotion service. Thank you very much. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.